Welcome, everyone. It's Amplified with Jordan Emanuel, and each week we will be speaking with guests who range from celebrities to moguls, each of whom will remind us that music is our universal language and equalizer. This is our space to dig deeper into the melodies and embrace the art that transports us to a different place. Buckle up, dashboard singers, and get ready for this ride.
What are we going to do about my ice twinkling on?
It's fine. They'll get a little ASMR.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everyone. It is Amplified with Jordan Emanuel. Today, I have the founder of Chloe's Corner, where we record out of Chloe Love here. Chloe Love, like myself, has many titles and many jobs, many hats that she wears from a day-to-day basis. Tell us a little about those hats.
Well, many hats they are. So, as you know, I go by Renaissance Woman, as yourself, Renaissance Woman. I have my music production company. I manage immaculate talent such as yourself, and I am the founder of a nonprofit and Chloe's Corner, amongst other things that we're not going to mention yet. We're just going to have to show them.
What about Brooke Brothers? Well, we're talking about music.
That's the music production company.
I didn't think you heard, I didn't hear the name. Could be the Rosé.
Brooke Brothers. It's short for Brooklyn Brothers because, you know, Brooklyn is my heart and soul.
Okay. So we actually had done a tester episode beforehand. My first in-person guest technically, but we had some technical issues. We didn't have our lovely cameraman Miles like we have now.
Shout out to Miles.
Facts. So we're doing the re-up. This is the remix.
The
2.0. I've changed the questions a little bit, so you can't anticipate them too much.
You can sign up for that.
So you're going to be surprised after all. So let's start off with a little rapid fire. What is your favorite song right now?
You just gonna come out swinging like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely.
So I mean, are we gonna pick a certain genre?
No, or? Like right now that's on radio. What song?
Okay, that's on radio.
Yeah.
What does Spotify count?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Brooke Brothers Squad Goals. It speaks to my heart and my soul. But a good runner up would actually be Favio and Young M.A. I'm Just Doing What I'm Taught. And it also speaks to my soul. And, you know, both of them being from my beautiful city, coming together. Young M.A. went hard on that. That's like my favorite verse for her of all time.
Yeah.
And, I go crazy every time it comes
okay.
on.
All right. So what would your personal theme song be?
Ooh. I'm always experiencing new things, and I have a bad way of just moving through it and not celebrating my milestones and my wins. So I think Nicki Minaj, One Moment for Life. I wish that I could have this moment for life. Like when you're getting to those moments and you hit that goal, to just have that moment for life.
Okay. Who is an artist that people would be surprised that you listen to?
Nickelback, probably.
Okay. That, probably, yes. So with your music company, who would be your dream, like, artist?
Okay, I'm gonna have to go. That's a tie, like a three-way tie.
Okay.
So Chris Breezy, of course. Chris Brown can... Because we're diverse. We're not niche producers. Mm-hmm. So we do Afro beats. We do pop. We do classical. And I feel like Chris Brown has the ability to translate through all of those genres, from dance to musicality. So Chris Brown would definitely be one. But I also like how Ariana Grande showed up with her last album. She's also giving me those vibes like we can do hip-hop opera.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana go show up and really, you know, give us that surprise element, like, oh wow, she can do that too, and
right,
do it well.
Right.
So I think that would be the two. And then I do love my boy Justin Bieber, man.
Okay.
I rock with Bieber, man.
These were not who I thought that you would have wanted to, like, produce or sign. That's definitely, yeah, surprised the hell out of me. What is a song that makes you sad?
Ooh, DMX, I'm slipping, I'm falling. And
rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah, RIP X. A lot of his music is like church for me.
Okay.
So it makes me very much so meditate and be aware in the moment. So Slippin' is one of those songs for me.
Okay. Fellow New Yorker as
well. Yeah.
What song do you most closely associate with your childhood?
Ooh.
Mine's unfortunately OPP.
Ooh.
I guess it was like one of the only songs that and Candy Rain were like my main childhood songs. Let
Candy
my dad
Rain.
Tell it.
Ah, childhood songs. Let me see. So my favorite song is Tell Me by Groove Theory. I love That's My Heart. But I'm also very big on the West Indian side. So I think Bounty Killer, Look Into My Eyes.
Okay.
You know, would definitely, or Poor People Fed Up.
Okay.
Because it's been very rough out here in Brooklyn. But Look Into My Eyes definitely is like, you know, as I said in several interviews, I had teachers that tell me to drop out of school. You're never going to be nothing. Mm. So it's constantly that, you know, look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? You know, so looking to be seen and heard for the value that you possess instead of your flaws. I think Bounty Killer, Look Into My Eyes would be it.
Okay. What is your idea of a great love song? Like, what elements does it need to have?
Okay, honey, it needs to be talking just all about me. I think a great love song, it can't be no song where you begging, you know, because you can beg for forgiveness and love, but I think it needs to talk about the mutuality of that love and just the growing. Luther Vandross, I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it speaks to the, I love you so much that I wouldn't even exchange something that looks better to someone else to be with them.
Right.
I'd rather sit in the rain with you.
Right.
Because it just has to be that kind of dying depth of what love means. Not just some, hey girl, you know, you're so gorgeous. Here's some rose. Not only that, I need you to speak to my soul.
Right.
And that's what makes a great love song, when it speaks to your soul.
Mm. So if you could be any artist, like you could just switch places with them and have their career, have their sound, have their discography, who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
I knew it. You both, the both of you.
Michael Jackson.
I'm Janet.
Makes sense, little sis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Okay. So if we were to make like a boss bitch playlist, what are some essential songs that would need to be on there that get you amped, that make you feel that level of empowerment?
Definitely Lauryn Hill. It's funny how money changes situations. Mm. That's my song. Brooke Brothers comes in again, bad bit. And she getting money, you feel me?
Makes sense.
I really love Pink. Even though it seems like it's empowerment for me, because it's about awakening just like a pill. So
that
about
was my song. Ooh, that was my song.
Nah, Pink took, she
that
makes
whole album
blood.
Was flames.
Yes, Family Affair, everything. But Just Like a Pill is such an awakening moment of evaluating your circle and the energies that people are pulling from you or making you show up as.
Right.
So I think those three would definitely have to be on there, as well as some other songs like Mob Ties.
Shout out Charlene.
No.
Mob Ties is like, wow.
Woo. No Stylist. You know, just there's some songs that I really, you know, I get hype with, but
those would
five.
Be the essentials.
Yeah, those would be five.
Okay, so those were like the tougher round of rapid fire. Oof. We're going to ease into like a little bit more quickness, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite music video?
Golly, that's easier?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I know mine immediately.
Okay, I know mine is Remember the Time, Michael Jackson.
Okay, that was visually pleasing. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It was Remember the Time, yeah.
What are your favorite lyrics?
So lyrics for me is something that is very broad, because I'm a big battle rap fan.
Mm.
And with battle rap, that culture is so undervalued, because you have to show up every time with a new set of lyrics, a new witty way to present them. It's not like performing the same song over and over. So I think some of the lyrics would have to have come from, like, I can't repeat all of them because I will mess up people's punchlines and stuff. But Charlie Clips, K-Shine, Murder Mook, Loaded Lux, I think of, and of course.
Do you have any bars off the top of your head that specifically?
Don't do me like that. Daylight. Daylight, definitely. And then my husband, Swiss, he gets me hype all the time. But it's so hard for me to.
Ding, ding. Or are there a set of lyrics that you randomly sing sometimes? I know a few.
That you hear me sing?
That I know that you say, at least.
I, like, when I'm playing with my kids, I'll be like, no one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. I love the, you could go to school, but you can't buy class. Mm. Like, I say that all the time. Okay. That sits in my soul. You can go to school, but you can't buy class. Like, facts. That's one of my favorite lyrics. Damn, I don't want to mess up this man's. It's Jay-Z again. Mm. But he talks about like burning bridges in this one. I can't repeat it, but it's on his it's on Drake's last album.
I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's Jay again. Jay be speaking to my soul. That's another Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius, right. So that philosopher be philosophizing.
Yeah. The teacher, the great teacher.
Philosophizing.
If you could duet with anyone, who would it be? who would be, you know, your partner in duetting?
Oh, man. It's probably going to be rap music, to be honest. Is it dead or alive?
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
If I can duet with anybody, I think it would probably be Jay again, to be honest. I mean, like...
Dead or alive? You know, not serious. The fact that he's alive.
Yeah. Because I was tiptoeing on Tupac because I love Pac. Mm. You know, but I feel like JB making me, like, come into my character. Yeah. He brings me alive with some of the things he be saying. And, like, I can imagine my faces at the end of the bars like I wrote them. Mm-hmm. Like,
Well, I mean, it hits different when it's somebody that you, in a way... wasn't too, I mean, he's older than you, but like you grew up with that come up and have seen each of those phases unfold.
Yeah.
And he's from your hometown.
Absolutely.
So that hits different.
Yeah.
That's that hometown glory heroes energy.
That's that ruled by Jupiter connection as well.
That too. Ironically, Ryan was in our last episode. Mm-hmm. She's a Virgo and her main person was Beyonce, a fellow Virgo. So it's funny to see the connects.
Yeah.
Would you say that he would be the number one person, dead or alive, that you'd want to have, like, a drink with, like a conversation with, or is there someone else?
Yeah, I would love to. That's in music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in music, it would be Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of that, it'd be Mark Cuban.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has some production company.
I'm sure Mark has his everything. He probably got somebody from Shark Tank.
Right. That has, like, a special soundtrack system. What is your... You watch a lot of stuff.
I love TV. It does not rot your brain, by the way.
What is your what is your favorite theme song?
You really came hard this song.
Mm-hmm. I told you I've had some practice in between the first time we interviewed.
Okay. I think it's gonna have to be. They say this is a big rich town. Power.
You know, I've never seen Power. But I've watched Raising Kanan.
Kanan. Girl, please go back to watch Power to know where Kanan came from.
What in the screaming? Yeah, because I felt like by the time I'd really heard about it, everybody had already spoiled everything. So I wanted to have like a big enough gap to where I didn't remember those tweets.
It don't matter what
that's how
say
I ruined
to you.
Season 3 of Walking Dead when Lori died. I saw that and they were like, Carl. I was like, damn, now I know what's happening.
Yeah, Power's one of those shows that even if someone tells you something from every episode, there is an experience. There is a moment. Mm-hmm. There is that once you experience, you're like, no, it's still worth seeing it through. Even though you know what's happening, the way it goes down and what you feel in that moment, I definitely think you need to watch Power. 50, holler at Jordan and let her know.
Please, I'm here.
Come on, 50.
We met at Julong Club with your Rolls Royce.
Ooh.
It was very nice.
Okay.
Okay. And no disrespect to Cuban Lynx. I fuck with you too.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
So that was your theme song. What is like the favorite soundtrack? Like what episode after episode of a series has great music for you?
It was Star, believe it or not. I really enjoyed the music production of Star.
Okay.
Star has some dope songs for me, and I was very sad that they didn't come back and finish the episodes, but Star, I really enjoyed the music on Star.
And what about movies? Like, what movie soundtrack really hit for you?
What movie soundtrack really, really hit for me? Ooh, girl, because when was the last time I listened to a movie soundtrack? Like, this Free Willy? I don't even remember.
What?
It's been a while since I listened to an actual movie soundtrack.
But even, like, when you were watching it, there wasn't, like, ooh, this is a vibe.
Okay.
I'm scared.
You should be.
I'm scared.
It actually comes from The Greatest Showman with Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Jesus.
No, they bodied that musical, The Greatest Showman Alive. What is it? Oh, Ever or Alive?
I don't even know.
Yes, about the Barnum and Bailey story when he opened up the circus. Now, you got to watch that. They body those musicals.
The soundtrack?
No, the soundtrack was everything.
Okay.
Zendaya is in there. She's one of the stars.
Her. They body another that. Virgo.
Oh, really?
Zendaya is a Virgo.
I didn't know that.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah?
When you look back at, like, her work, her body of work with that level of, like,
intensity. Perfectionism,
that is totally a Virgo.
Yes. And we know, as we are both Virgo moons.
Yep.
Yeah, so they I want you to watch that. It's
okay.
So dope.
It's
really dope.
List.
And the musicality on it is dope. Hugh Jackman always shows up in some fire music, Broadway type. You know, you don't expect Wolverine to be out here dancing and
It's true. I feel like he's full of surprises.
He really is. He's an amazing actor.
But I want to talk to Hugh. Prisoners really, I'm still annoyed by that, and I'll never forgive you. And Jake Gyllenhaal can get the smoke, too, for that. Okay, so that was rapid fire.
Okay.
We survived level one of Jordan's Amplified Inferno.
Okay.
Level two is a versus. So I'm going to take a little bit of verses from Tim and Swiss, and you know, what is it on Thriller now? Triller. Why would I say Thriller? And a little bit of my own.
Okay.
So, Brittany versus Christina. Who do you got?
Christina.
You know,
sorry, Brittany. She's a Sag too.
They're both Sag.
Whoa.
They both are Sag.
Christina.
Okay. Rolling Stones or
Do you mean musically or do
musically.
You mean dance? Musically, Christina.
Or just like who you prefer.
Well, Christina has a voice that is really unmatched to me in a lot of, like Ariana has one of those unmatched, Mariah Carey has one of those. So one of my favorite songs is Impossible by Christina Aguilera.
Right.
She went ham on it.
Yeah.
So I think her musical, and then even her execution on how she performs and stuff, I enjoy Christina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber versus Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, why you did that?
Battle of the Justins.
Golly. Let me tell you. I love Bieber, but I'm old. I'm older, so I'm gonna have to go with Timberlake.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Timberlake is musically more diverse when it comes to how we were able to see him show up from NSYNC to his album with Timbaland. His dancing capabilities is amazing.
Right.
And his swag, isn't he a Sag too? I think Justin is a Sag.
God. Yeah, I mean, Sag is, you know, they're the superstar sign, so
you know,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I thought it would be Leo.
No. Sag is definitely known as a superstar. He is not. He's an Aquarius.
Justin Timberlake is an Aquarius.
Sure is.
Wow.
Saturn rules.
Okay, well, we'll take it.
So on that lane, NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
That one's tough for me though.
Yeah, no, I mean Backstreet Boys.
I'm like, no, the way that sounded in the
like
thing was crazy. I'm like, is this the ring?
Is this happening on set, like some poltergeist shit.
Right. That was so crazy sounding.
I love Backstreet Boys. They came through. Backstreet Boys put me on the pop music. They made me the crossover.
Okay.
So I will always respect that. But the way JC and Justin kind of still brought that R&B swag to pop music, and especially as being a woman of color, for them to be what is known as blue-eyed soul and really embody it, they gave me a different appreciation for R&B outside of my culture. So I will always like love them on another level for that, for being that bridge between the two for me.
Right. Okay. So the OG versus, in my opinion, is Biggie versus Tupac.
You gotta hit me like that, man. And I know Tupac, you know, he rep West Coast, but he from New York City.
Yeah,
he from New York City. So we talking two New Yorkers. That speaks to my heart. I love Biggie when it comes to lyrically. Biggie is a better MC. We know that. But when it comes to the poetry and the uniqueness of things that he was doing, that people were doing years later, I think Tupac musically surpassed Biggie in that sense, but lyrically, Biggie surpassed Tupac.
Okay.
So I can't pick because I got a picture on my wall with the both of them.
Okay. All right, fine. Tim versus Swiss Beats.
Ooh, what?
That was an actual versus. Blame them for that.
Golly. Well, I feel like they're completely two different lanes. Like, I feel like Timbaland gives me more pop, hip-hop, whereas Swiss Beats, it's commercial, but it still has that grit, that street grit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would have been a better matchup, like a Just Blaze versus Swiss Beats versus a Timbaland versus Swiss Beats.
I guess. I mean, the genres are different, but their style, they both had groups that they kind of associated with.
Yeah, their career-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
Was very similar.
Nah, man, you can't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because then you got Missy Elliott, who drove me nuts, you know, for the majority of my life. You had so many great, great things that Timbaland has been a part of, including that Justin Timberlake album that I was talking about. But DMX is one of my favorite. He's my top three. And we know Swiss Beats, Rough Riders. What are we talking about? You know, there's some of my favorite songs is produced by Swiss Beats.
Yeah.
So that's hard. I think because of X, I would lean towards Swiss Beats more.
Okay.
But I do love Timbaland.
All right. Fair enough. We'll end on that note.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, wait. I thought you still got more fire for me?
Oh, I've still got more. Next, we're going into a dramatic reading of lyrics. This is my favorite.
You came hard this time.
This is my favorite.
This is not what we were doing last time at all.
So I'm going to read the lyrics. And, oh, shoot. Did I mess something up?
Mm.
Probably. Oh, never mind. Okay. So I'm going to read the lyrics. I'm not going to have any, like, inflections in my voice. And you're going to tell me what song it is, or at least like who sings it.
I mean, with no inflections, that's disgusting.
It's going to be tough. And the battle's just begun. There's many lost, but tell me who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts, and mothers, children, brothers, sisters torn apart.
I have no clue. What is this, a Disney lyric?
Disney.
This sounds like something from like.
It's like a song about war.
That's what I was about to say, Mulan. This sounds like the fighting battle in Mulan.
It's U2's Bloody Sunday.
You're wicked for that.
I feel like that one was like, and the battle's just begun.
No.
Okay, fine. Okay. Why did I choose this part of the song? We're going to see if you know it.
Because you're wicked.
Zone. Zone for me. Wait, hold on. I got to find a different. Let me skip this.
You're
one
not
for
even
now
giving
because
me
this
hooks.
Is freaking ridiculous. No, of course not. Because the hooks have the lyrics, have the whole song title in them.
I don't mean
that. That gives away the whole thing. Okay, this one you should know. This one is easy, and you don't get
it. You can't do that and then say easy, and then I don't get it, and I'm gonna look crazy.
No. This one, if you mess this up, I just don't even know what to say.
The way my brain is set up.
Okay. I come home in the morning light.
Girls just want to have fun. Yeah. You ain't even got to finish that.
Exactly.
You know that's my song. Exactly. That actually should be on my playlist too.
Oh, for your bad bitch playlist?
Yeah, it should be Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's my song.
Okay. Wow, this is a lot of more profanity than I expected, but wow, this one's a lot more. Okay, we'll see if you get this one. Hit the block on some new $10,000 rims. Can't explain how I feel. Touch the gator on the wheel. Got peanut butter ice cream, Peter Pan seats. Just got a fresh cut. Now we looking for the freaks.
Hot boys?
No.
Oh.
It's the peanut butter ice cream that always stands out to me in this particular song.
Damn. You finished reading. Let me see that.
Take a bad yellow bitch, make her drop them draws. I'ma show you how to ball, middle finger to the law. That one's telling too.
I can't remember the name of the song, but I know the song. This is rough. Just tell me.
It's Throw Some D's.
Oh.
By Rich Boy. Okay. Oh, I never felt this way. How do you give me so much pleasure and cause me so much pain? Just when I think I've taken more than would have... Wait, that doesn't even make sense. Ignore that part. I've taken more than would a fool. Was that what she says?
We know it's a she.
It's a she.
It's an R&B song.
Mm-hmm.
The way my brain is set up. I need a beat and I need some melody.
Okay, let's see if I can do it without giving it completely away. No, I can't, because if this particular line, the way that she sings it, uh-huh, it's going to give it away.
Help me out, man. You got me here burning in this inferno.
When she's like, how do you give me so much pleasure and cause me so much? How did she say? How did she sing so?
Okay, it's Alicia Keys.
So much
it's
pain.
Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Falling. Yes. See, absolutely. That's what makes the difference is absolutely. When you actually hear it being sung.
Absolutely.
You can hear it. Like, mm-hmm, even in the freaking, he's like, peanut butter ice cream, peanut butter meat.
Yeah.
Then you can hear it. So, mm-hmm, that's what gives that away.
Yeah, you're right.
I definitely fumbled the bag on my round of this when I did it. I don't think I got one right.
I got the artist right, but not half and half,
which is, you know, on the higher side. Yeah. I think only ever two people have gotten like two out of the amount. So that's really good.
Okay, I'll
that's
take that.
Really good. So that was the games.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to ask you, however, you know, we're kind of in the midst of a weird time where a lot of artists, a lot of talent in general, are getting caught up by their personal life, meaning like what they're doing behind the scenes, you know, with Instagram and everything, everything gets outed, everything gets exposed. We have a huge cancel culture right now. And specifically R. Kelly's court situation is ongoing. You know, we've seen documentaries on Michael Jackson and even from just a general entertainment standpoint, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, all of them. So where do you stand on the artistry versus kind of the morality around us as listeners?
That's a really good question, and it's a tough question. I think it's going to have to be a personal decision.
Yeah.
Because one thing I've learned from actually working in the music business is that most really creative and talented people come with some kind of quirk.
Mm.
Even geniuses. I think they said the guy from Beautiful Mind used to beat his wife. There's some type of madness that comes with that level of creativity. For me, do I agree with things like rape and pedophilia? Absolutely not. I do feel like the people who sat around and watched it happen are just as guilty. Mm. That I stand firm on. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like when it comes to creativity, sometimes I feel like artists don't grow up. Some artists don't grow up. So they keep themselves in that, because creativity, we're taught, is like something that children do. You know, your imagination and things like that. So I think it keeps some artists in a childlike like area in their life. But I do feel like it is the jobs of their team to make sure that even though they may feel that way, they don't act out the things that come with that. Mm. Like dating people that they think are still in their age group because they're still identifying with that young part of them. I don't support anybody that like ruins people's lives and abuse them and, you know, a sexual deviance or anything. The unfortunate part in the reality is that it's probably like 90% of every industry. Mm. And as we're seeing it, even in our government, so there are bigger conversations that we have to have, and there are bigger stipulations that we have to put in place to prevent certain things from happening. I think this is a good start to have people held accountable mm-hmm. for it publicly so that other people will think twice. And we can get just straight to the things like the music and the arts without all the mess that comes with it. Because what happens to us as listeners is that you love an artist like R. Kelly. You love the things that came from Weinstein's production company. And then you're made to feel guilty about the music and the movies that you grew up loving before you knew the mess that became, you know, that came with it. So I think that's hard to separate sometimes.
Yeah.
I grew up in an era of R. Kelly. And a lot of, it's like 80% of my R&B catalogs that I listen to.
Associate with him in some way.
And Michael Jackson being accused of things that he couldn't really answer for before he passed and that, you know, came out. For me, I think that bringing certain things to light is a good way to, in the future, stop certain things from happening. But if we really dig up this past, mm-hmm. we will never watch TV or music again.
Yeah.
It would just be like lights out.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that what happens, because personally for me, I also really loved R. Kelly. I can't even listen to it the same. It just mm-hmm. isn't even hitting the same. Because I'm like, yo, these
were... He was talking about a kid.
You have to like sit there and evaluate. Like, this wasn't on some grown sexy. This was on some predator and harmful, you know?
Then you got songs like I Believe I Can Fly that I sang for my graduation.
Right.
You know, so that was a song that even when I was building my recording studios that... When I'm building Chloe's Corner, when we're sitting and having conversations about taking over the world, mm-hmm. that is an empowering song mm-hmm. that comes from this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's hard. It's really hard. It's rough. It's really rough. And I hope even the artists or the people who are in power who hear these things mm-hmm. understand how it affects the culture, period. Yeah. How it affects their legacy, how it affects us as supporters.
Right.
And, of course, the people that they're violating, you being in the modeling industry. Mm-hmm. We talk about that. We would never look at a lot of magazines mm-hmm. or rock with, you know, certain agencies or production companies again. We wouldn't.
Photographers.
Mm-hmm. So it's just across the board. There has to be a certain level of professionalism and moral compass when it comes to working with people in any industry, but especially the entertainment industry. There's just like a free-for-all over there.
It's coming to a head, though.
Yeah. Well, I think especially, but then as we've seen what's been going on again with our New York City mayor and things of that nature.
Right.
I think the problem has just been a lot of the times men in power.
Mm. Well, I mean, even just watching, I was rewatching like Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween was recently, and rewatching a lot of the slasher films, and you know, in school, I studied a lot of art, which carried over into film. And one of the things we studied about Alfred Hitchcock in general, which he kind of created the slasher genre, is one of the things was voyeurism, watching women when they're changing. There's like a scene in Halloween where like her, she's dead and her boobs are out like for completely unnecessary reasons. And it's just like these things that were being seen, put in film, put in music. The way they lived was so different, and it was so acceptable to say certain things that, like, if we heard them now, it'd be like, wait, what?
But let me ask you something. So do we also want to be a culture that hides from the ugly things that exist?
We were just talking about... What the fuck were we just talking about?
The slasher movies.
Oh, the slasher movies.
Showing women in that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was saying, so the... So the question basically is, do we want to be a culture that hides away from the scary things that go bump in the night? Because the reality of it is that there was a time in this country where serial killers was a real thing.
Like, it still is. Yeah, there's still serial killers. It's just harder.
In their trucks, going up and down the highway, killing every brunette that looked like their mother, leaving them exposed. So I guess the question was the director, or in this case, the artist, right? Showcasing what life looked like, what the ugly, heinous truths are that can happen out here, or were they objectifying women?
I think in this particular standpoint, it was objectifying women. Because they weren't exposing the same men in the same scenes.
That's true.
The same way. So that's I think that begs the question. It was definitely targeted. Yeah. Especially in Hitchcock specifically, there was a weird thing with women he had. Yeah. Not to say he was a predator or anything. There's not nothing that's come out of it.
He wasn't either.
But, you know, that was just part of his expression was at our expense.
But the thing about that is some people act on it and some people find another outlet to get it off. Right. So if that was his expression, then there's probably something in the back of his mind that feels that way.
Right. Yeah. And I think there's a way to remediate certain energies for sure.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that it's about not portraying the darkness or avoiding bad things. I think it's just finally time where we've let it slide for so long as a society and as a world that it's coming to the light. The flashlight is in Absolutely. That dark corner. Like, okay, you thought you were gonna hide forever.
Yeah.
Here it is, which is hard, you know, because on the other end, we're not also leaving enough room for people to actually grow from their mistakes. Now,
Obviously. I mean, there's some mistakes you can't come back
from. Well, that part, I was just about to say, like, obviously there are some things that's, like, unforgivable. But
let's not say that. That depends on your culture, your religion, and
I think taking away someone's life or taking away someone's livelihood are...
It's a hard thing.
But when we look at somebody, like you mentioned before, a Chris Brown, who served his time, who did his community service or whatever his charge was, who his victim, while still staying true to domestic violence, has said, look, we've moved on.
Absolutely.
Do I carry that with me? Absolutely. Yeah. Do I think he shouldn't be having a career because of it? No.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important thing to point out. We have to give room when it's appropriate.
When it's appropriate.
To give people the growth to actually learn from these mistakes.
I'm glad that you brought that up. Let me tell you, something that really hurts my heart and saddens me, especially being from Brooklyn, in a lot of these young guys at the rise of their career, like Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel, go to jail and serve these crazy bids, Pop Smoke, who's no longer here.
Yeah.
There's so many artists, especially from Brooklyn, that either go to jail at the brink of their career or are just taken away from us. And I had this conversation with someone and they were like, well, you know, they live that kind of lifestyle and they rap about the life that they're living. But exactly what you just said, these are young people, you know, 20 years old, not even 21, which is the legal age to drink, right?
Right.
And there's so many people you meet, whether they turn to being a pastor or something, that talks about that dark path that led them to that righteous path, that they had to go through some things. And there are young people who are not getting that second chance because they're no longer here to come back from the things they right. did. So I feel like in that same token, especially being a Brooklynite, that second chances are supposed to be given, especially when you're young. Mm-hmm. Because when you're young, there's so many hormones and you're trying to figure out life. You're certified.
You don't have the experience.
The experience.
Even if you've experienced everything, you've traveled everywhere, the time has not allotted you.
Absolutely.
The formation.
And in some cases, the tools, the resources on how to deal with what you're feeling, especially.
And I think that's the main part.
Absolutely. Especially in the, absolutely. I said absolutely. You know what's in my cup. especially in our culture, our community,
right.
as a people of color, we just started having conversations about seeing therapists.
Right.
And
right.
that was very looked down upon mm-hmm. when a lot of us need it. Like, we're going through post-traumatic, stress for
as
our whole
community.
Journey here.
Yeah.
is what's still happening, you know? And we're just, like, sweeping it under the rug, and it's showing up in different places.
Yep.
So I definitely agree with you on, and I shout out to Chris Brown and Rihanna that were able to be grown enough to say, hey, this is what happened. Yes, this was a mistake. And I rock with Riri for that.
Mm-hmm.
We were young. Yes, I carry it. But do I think that should stop his bag? No.
Yeah.
Let that man grow. Let that man, mm-hmm. grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
He went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he grows from it.
Right.
Because that's what life and this journey is about, is growing and learning from your mistakes.
Right.
So should some mistakes never happen? Absolutely.
Yeah. And some mistakes become habits. That's a whole other
habits.
Conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't say sorry 300 times.
Right.
You cannot.
Nope.
Yeah.
Barely even 2-3 times.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But, we're here. We're living. Won't be any skeletons coming out of our closets. Oop.
Yeah, I'm transparent for the most part. It's just that people haven't been asking certain questions.
That's
so,
fair enough. That's fair enough.
Well, it may seem like a skeleton to some people, but for y'all who know me.
Right.
Know me.
Well, to this degree in which
No. I'm not out here doing nothing to nobody's kids
right.
or snatching up nobody's moms or anything
right.
like that.
Good.
I'm not doing that kind of stuff.
All right. So tell the people what you have coming up, what you're working on. And where they can find you.
So we're working on taking over the world.
True.
My beautiful host here, Jordan, has she's the idea behind the co-working situation with Chloe's Corner. And we're rolling that out and implementing all the programs with Women with Voices here. Turning it into that Soho Club meets the Wing, a co-working boutique.
Soho
class.
House.
Soho House. So y'all know what's in that cup. Soho House meets the Wing, social club / co-working boutique. Your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
So we stand in true to that, and we're building out a community to help people grow their net worth.
Were you trying to say both at the same time?
We got music that's dropping from Brooke Brothers. We got a new video coming out, Bad Bear. And we're in the middle of developing the treatment for Squad Goals, which I'm mm-hmm. Putting you on the spot. Mm. You're definitely one of our main people for Squad Goals. Well, the whole squad is, actually. Squad okay. Goals is just about that. Like, it's one thing, want it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like true communities, true people like ourselves, like family, I want for me like I want for you.
Okay.
You know, I want for you like I want for me. And that's
right.
what the song is about. Like, everybody could rap about or sing about what they want for themselves. But what about the people that... like Chloe's Corner, that
right.
show up in your corner to
right.
push you there, you know? So that's what the song is about. This one of my favorite songs, that's why. Because it's so not I, but we,
right.
you know? Which is very on brand for me. We got so much coming out.
Books.
I got some books.
Book.
Yeah. I got a book coming out, the 10 Success...
What about the one that's already out?
Okay, yeah, I got a Brandon book out. She got me on the spot. That's my girl. You know, I got a Brandon book that's out. It's called The Branding Handbook. I got the Branding course that's out. I got a personal credit course that's out. Listen, y'all got to take this personal credit course mm-hmm. because Some of the things that I'm hearing from people, and this is a conversation we've been having for years, that I assume that people knew, they really just don't know, and it's fine.
We don't know shit about fuck. We don't know a thing.
So I put together.
Put together.
Can y'all tell I'm West Indian? Well, you've been hiding your accent all episode.
Oh my God.
Brooklyn is nothing but the Caribbean islands all together.
It's absolutely the West Indies.
Girl, bye. I put together.
I put together.
So I developed a course. That is about personal credit, but I also share a lot of hacks. They're ethical, they're legal hacks that people just don't know about that can help you maximize on.
That's what a hack is.
You know, how to get the most out of your credit and things of that nature. And then by demand, I'm rolling out my how to launch and fund a successful business class. So that leans into business credit. Mm-hmm. But the fastest way is to develop that personal credit and taking that course and then bringing the other things in, such as the branding components, the professional build out and all of that. And the business credit part. And that was really important to me as an entrepreneur, especially also as us being founders of Women With Voices and my initiative being financial literacy and entrepreneurship. I met so many entrepreneurs who knew nothing about business credit, and they're making money, but they don't understand how to build $1 million worth of credit before, you know, messing up their personal credit or utilizing that leverage without liability to themselves. So I just put the outline together for that, and every time I think that I'm done, I hear somebody say something else, and I'm like, oh God, I gotta put that in the course. You know, golly, I gotta put that.
You're gonna have to be like The Sims and have expansion packs.
That's what it is. At the end. I said what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put it out there so people can get the bulk of it, and as I have these conversations and these lives, and I hear the things that people are asking, I'm just gonna do updates.
Right.
Just an extra bonus video. Hey, to address this part of the course, XYZ, because you don't know what people don't know.
Right.
But I don't want to hold this information back, especially going into 2022 and everything that has happened after the pandemic. Like, people need this information to sustain and transition into something a little more with some more foundation for themselves, you know? So yeah, I'm definitely launching that. And then my second book is gonna come out, The 10 Success Commandments. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of my, I love this book. It's how I live.
Yeah.
It's the rules that I live by. It's the things that I tell myself all the time. Some of the things you tell me, Swiss tells me, Chelsea, my mom, you know, the fairy godmothers. And I plan on having volumes of that and releasing 10 commandments at a time. And, the Online Success Academy. What else we got? You know what I got going on. What else I got going on?
Women with Voices.
Definitely Women with Voices. This year we're going to do our, not this year, 2022, we're going to come back. Not this year. 2022, we're going to come back with our annual award ceremony.
In the winter.
In the winter. It's going to be a winter gala. But I miss them so much. And people miss them. People have been trying to figure out, like, listen, when y'all going to bring back that magic?
When you sponsor us,
that's a
tell
whole
them
fact.
That. When they sponsor and when they're setting up the decorations, well, preferably.
It's the people who want to attend. We can't tell them that.
They should donate their time.
That. Well, there y'all go. Now y'all know how y'all can help make that happen.
Write a check or get that sweat equity, please, and thank you.
Yeah, because volunteering or helping out with the nonprofit isn't just about putting up money. It's about putting up that time and that effort. So.
But the money helps. I want to hone that in.
The money does help. Yeah. The money does make a difference.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
And what's your IG handle?
Chloe Love.
I mean, it'll be down here. But.
Yeah. Chloeluv. Same thing with the website, chloelove.com. And on Twitter, I don't really tweet like that, though. So IG would be the best bet.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. This was another episode of Amplified with Jordan Emanuel with Chloe Love. Until next time. As always, this week's episode was jam-packed with so much value. Music truly does connect each of us in such a spiritual way. I would love for you to share your thoughts with me on IG @Jordy_Jor. You can also find out more about what I'm up to and who I'm hanging out with next when you follow me on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Subscribe to my YouTube channel or go to my website, www.jordanemanuel.me. Until next time, this was Amplified with Jordan Emanuel.